Welcome back to Simon Field on the campus of DC Everest High School. The Evergreen starting nine are being introduced to the crowd here. It's going to be a nice day for baseball. It was more windy in the earlier parts of the day than it is this afternoon. But still, we're going to play, 15 to 20 mile per hour wind, and the wind is blowing out right to center. I'm Chris Conley, going to get underway a few minutes late today. National anthem still to come, then our first pitch. And once we're done here, Wausau East Lumberjacks baseball against Lakeland. Did you know the DC Everest Athletic Club supports Everest sports and athletes with donations, equipment, and scholarships? Please consider volunteering your time for the DC Everest Athletic Club and go Evergreens. So on a windy Friday afternoon, let's go out to field level for our national anthem.
The umpires for today's game, Garrett Griffin and Max Stella. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, to honor America and those who defend our freedom, we ask that you stand, remove your headgear for the playing of our national anthem.
Hear the wind across our Fox Sports broadcast microphone, so you know that we've got a near gale going here. Looks like about 20 miles per hour and blowing out as the Evergreens are in the field and we are getting ready for first pitch. Chris Conley here, getting set for Medford and DC Everest. And the Evergreens have dropped five of their nine games this season, and the Evergreens are just better than that. And, you know, one of the things that you hate to see is potential that is squandered, and that's what the Evergreens are trying to get back on track here. Love that our umpiring crew was introduced before the national anthem so the guilty parties can be held accountable as we go through the afternoon. Set the Evergreens defensively while starting pitcher lefty Trevor Samuelson takes his warm-up pitches. In the outfield for Everest, Ty Treader is in left, Cade Sievertson is in center, and Tommy Alston is in right. Sievertson has played a good defensive center field this year. The Everest infield, Jackson Miles, who sometimes plays second base, is starting at third today. Owen Latondras is the shortstop. It is Nolan Hoppe who's inserted at second base, and Hunter Gipp is over at first. Brandon Jelic, who's been a solid defensive catcher for the Evergreens this year, is behind the plate, and Trevor Samuelson is completing his warm-ups. Brandon Jelic was not behind the plate during the wild pitch that cost the Evergreens the ballgame. That was Garski, the Evergreens' backup catcher, who was in. And again, just very tough playing conditions as we went over to Antigo there. Kind of a weird game, too. The Evergreens had three runs in the first inning, but then gave up three in the home half of the first. The Evergreens steadily built themselves a lead and were up 10-4. Antigo came back with four runs in the sixth and three runs in the seventh. That winning run came on a wild pitch with two outs as the Evergreens were trying to get that game to extra innings. I'm not sure how we would have felt about extra innings on a day like that. I mean, once you give up the lead, of course, you're just the competitive instinct is you want to fight on and try and win this. But, I mean, towards the end of that game, we were doing that game outdoors. I mean, I couldn't feel my fingers to write on my scorecards. I mean, you can imagine what it's like to pitch or hit in weather like that. And instead, it came to an unhappy end at the end of regulation time. Ray Zerngibel is ready to step in. And we are ready for Friday afternoon baseball at Simon Field at DC Everest. Trevor Samuelson with his first start of the season in motion, looking to bunt. Zerngibel fouls it back to the screen. Strike one, and we're underway. No baseball tomorrow, and I believe that's because it is prom night this weekend at DC Everest. I know, it's puzzling to me too. Some of these guys actually lined up dates for tomorrow. Very impressive. Swing into the glove of Brandon Jelic. Strike two. No balls and two strikes. Simon Field has greened up noticeably since our doubleheader from, what, last Saturday. 0-2 pitch here. Swing and just barely got a piece. Zerngibel stays alive. Right-handed batter against the left-handed throwing Trevor Samuelson. Samuelson just looks a lot more comfortable on the mound than what we saw 3 days ago. He's in the driver's seat here, 0-2. Leg kick coming home, that hit him. Ouch. So, I spoke too soon. I believe that Trevor Samuelson, yeah, he did, in the game against Antigo, hit a batter after getting to two strikes. So an 0-2 pitch hits Zerngibel in the backside and sends him down to first base. Caleb Gooden now to hit. Again, that hit batter is a frustrating thing because the pitcher is just in the driver's seat. I mean, you're up 0-2 and then issue a free pass. Looking to bunt the runner over. Pops away from the catcher but doesn't go far enough away for Zerngibel to advance from first base. Back at home plate, that was called strike one, so it's no balls and one strike. So Samuelson's around the plate for everything except one that hit the batter, who's on first base here. Takes a long time here to look in. He'll shorten up his delivery and stares right at that runner at first. It's a small lead. Looking to bunt the runner over, that pitch is high and away. One ball and one strike. So again, Medford is willing to play small, apparently, here in the early going. I mean, we're just underway, top of the first inning, and they're looking to bunt that leadoff man aboard. A lot of high school coaches use that as a tendency. A ball and a strike, charging in from third, pulling the bat back, and that's low, two balls and one strike. All right, we'll call this up from our pitching tutorial. Medford is willing to give you an out, which is why you have to throw strikes here to Caleb Gooden. This is not a matter of how much velocity or whether you can strike him out or not. He's looking to put down a bunt. You cannot walk it. Hit and run on, and the bunt came off. Swings and fouls it back over the Medford dugout, 2-2. So you would imagine the sacrifice comes off here, and Trevor Samuelson's looking for a strikeout to keep that runner at first base. Evergreens play the infield at standard depth, and it's a small lead over there at first. Samuelson has an excellent pickoff move to first base. Although at Simon Field, there is so much foul ground beyond first and third base, you hold your breath every time your pitcher throws over because a wild throw to first costs you two bases usually. That just missed down low, and the count goes full, three balls and two strikes. Again, Trevor Samuelson probably has some rust to work off still. His season started a couple weeks later than everyone else's. Samuelson didn't pitch until last week. Come set, 3-2 pitch. Runners going, ball is put in play, and foul down the right field line. Foul not by much. The wind was kind of blowing that towards the field of play. Lands about, what, 10 feet into foul territory. Runner was in motion there, which tells you that he'll likely be going again as we're going to do three balls and two strikes again. Samuelson looks over. Evergreen's first baseman, Hunter Gipp, holds him on. Samuelson just shook off his catcher once. Now he's got the pitch that he likes. Slide step towards home, and that ball is hit up the middle. Shortstop's got a play to second. There's one. Time for a turn. Double him up the Evergreen. 6-4-3. Erase the leadoff runner and get two outs with one swing of the bat. Latondras to Hoppy to Gipp. And the Evergreens have moved their second baseman and third baseman around enough that it's hard to get that symmetry going for a double play there, but no problem. Caleb Gooden bounces into a double play. Two outs and no one on for Cade Alexander, the opposing pitcher. Right-handed batter takes one high and away for ball one. That is the Evergreens' first turned double play of the season. Not too shabby, boys. And got him by a full step at first base. Wasn't bang-bang at all. Pitches down low, two balls and no strikes. Again, you know, in some double plays, the key is the turn, whether the man covering at second base can get it out of his glove and on to first. That was started quickly by the Evergreen shortstop Owen Latondras, so he put a star by him as the Evergreens get the two outs. Two balls and no strikes here. There's a strike, 2-1. Baseball today is brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. Fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Make Country Fresh Meats your local choice. Highways 29 and J in Weston. Evergreens played from in front in their Monday loss to Antigo. In fact, the Evergreens had the lead throughout that game until the winning run scored. Most of their other losses, the Evergreens played from behind start to finish. You'd love to hang a zero here and then get some runs. Pitch is a little low, 3-1. Again, Trevor Samuelson, just to me, compared from a year ago. Again, Trevor's not in any groove at this point of the season. So he missed the first couple of weeks of what would have been starts for him with a sore shoulder, a football injury. 3-1, that's up high, and a two-out walk to Cade Alexander. Nick Redirath, cleanup batter, ready to take a turn here in the top of the first inning with a board.
First baseman, Nick Redirath.
Just looks to me so far this year that Trevor Samuelson, again, not really comfortable, takes longer between pitches. Sometimes you overthink by half, maybe what's going on here. Man on first, coming over to first base and throws wildly up the right field line. And the runner will around second and will go into third. Did we not say that just a moment ago? Pitcher Trevor Samuelson throws wildly to first base, and a man is all the way over to third base. Now, Trevor Samuelson's a lefty and normally has a good move to first base, but boy, you've got two outs, you've got a man at the plate, that's your path out of the inning, and instead there's a runner on third. Still waiting for a first pitch home to Nick Redirath. Pitch is wild. Samuelson looked back for something extra. Catcher had to hop out of his stance, make sure it didn't go back to the screen. Runner stays at third, 1-0. Redirath looks like his nickname should be Moose. Big, broad-shouldered kid. You can imagine him playing football for Medford. 1-0 pitch, checked his swing, called strike, 1-1. Don't think Redirath went around there. Fastball was on the inside corner, and the count evens. Samuelson's trying to strand a runner at third, is there by his own doing, and that's wildly outside. Brandon Jellick had to reach all the way across his body, keep that one from going back to the screen, and keep that runner at third. 2-1. So Samuelson's misses have not been close in this sequence. Big lead at third, 2-1 pitch, strike on the inside corner, 2-2. So, I mean, Samuelson is all over the place. Sometimes he is feet off the plate, and other times he's spotting that right on the inside black. That's a pitcher's spot. 2-2, 1 pitch away from getting out of this little jam. Ground ball to short. Latondras has it, double clutches and makes a strong throw, and the inning is over. A walk and a two-base throwing error do not hurt the Evergreens. Medford does not score. Everest is coming to bat 1 minute from now on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Business banking is growing at Intercity State Bank. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity. I'm pleased to announce that we've expanded our business banking department. The additional lending staff allows us to continue to provide the relationship banking our business customers depend on. At Intercity, we specialize in funding businesses poised to flourish and grow. Businesses who can benefit from financing to meet increased productivity needs with financing for buildings, acquisitions, or expansion, new equipment, or vehicles. We finance business of all kinds and sizes, commercial, small business, agricultural enterprises, and municipal projects. It's all part of our philosophy of banking relationships, building community. If your business could benefit and grow from the financing and banking experience Intercity provides, give us a call and let's meet for lunch or at your business or a place and time convenient for you. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank with offices in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
The bottom of the first inning is on, and the Evergreens are ready to take their first turn at bat at Simon Field. I'm Chris Conley, and a good Friday to you. Let's set the Medford defense. Zach Hainick is the left fielder, Ray Zerngibel is in center, and Joby Miller is in right. The Medford infield, John McMurray at third, Caleb Gooden at shortstop, John Hayner is the second baseman, and Nick Rederath is at first. Aiden Gardner is catching and just completing his warm-up tosses. Cade Alexander, Medford's best pitcher, starting right-hander against the Evergreens. Now, Alexander's got kind of an unusual release point. He's got a pretty good velocity on that fastball, but his release point is almost from right at shoulder length, so he's not quite a sidearm pitcher, but he's about two-thirds. He's not over the top either. Owen Latondras is ready to step in. Medford did not score in their half of the first inning. Evergreens are on the bat here, and the first pitch is outside Latondras for ball one. Owen Latondras has done a good job getting on base. He's 10 of 30 this season. 333, takes a strike, 1-1. Also, good eye, works a lot of counts deep. Get on base via the walk, no problem there. Owen Latondras is the younger of the Latondras brothers, a sophomore. Hit to left field, through the left side. A single for Owen Latondras to start the Evergreens off. Fastball there and good contact. Here's Jackson Miles. Jackson Miles does not get on base quite as much as Owen Latondras, which is why he is usually put second in the order. For the season 292, Jackson Miles is 7 for 24. A lot of Jackson's outs have been well-hit line drives, so he's got a couple of hits that just weren't to be just because he hit them right at people. Takes a strike at the letters, no balls and one strike. Again, the Evergreens are going against Medford's best pitcher, so it's possible that Jackson Miles may be asked to advance the runner here. He's looking to bunt. He bunts it foul and almost bunted it into the catcher's mitt. No balls and two strikes. And we say this a lot in our baseball broadcast because it's true. The art of getting the sacrifice down, it seems like it gets worse and worse from one season to the next. That used to be an automatic play at most levels of baseball. Coach called for a sacrifice. Someone could put that bunt down and move that runner over. Jackson Miles instead is down, no balls and two strikes, and takes a pitch inside, 1-2. And that, of course, is carried over to other levels of baseball, too. The sacrifice seems to be out of favor at big leap. Throw over to first, just back is Owen Latondras. You know, the thinking in Major League Baseball now is that outs are the most precious thing, and you don't want to give them up, particularly with home runs being so prevalent in the big leagues these days, which means those times when someone asks, swing and a miss, Jackson Miles has struck out. The runner is going, though, and stealing second base is Owen Latondras. So despite the strikeout, the Evergreens still are able to move the runner into scoring position at second. Trevor Samuelson will hit now. Go back to last Saturday where the Evergreens were shut out 12-0. Second game of a doubleheader, they managed just two hits, and they both came off of Trevor Samuelson's bat. Samuelson hit cleanup before his first ball swinging here. This is a fly ball to shallow left field. Lots of time to camp underneath it, and Zach Hainick makes the catch. There's the second out. Wind has died down just a little bit. I would tell you that things hit that high could be adventurous today. Not so much there. Nolan Hoppe will take his turn. Nolan Hoppe for the season is 3 for 15. Hoppe for the first time this year hits in the cleanoff spot. The Evergreens have been swinging early in the count against Cade Alexander. That one's fouled back. No balls and one strike. Baseball today is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed at the Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care in Plover, Wausau, and Medford. How about that? Ball here is hit to the second baseman. John Hayner has it cleanly over to first base. Both teams put a runner in scoring position, but neither scores in the first inning. The Bone and Joint Center is available online, too, at bonejoint.net. We'll go to the second inning. D.C. Everest nothing, Medford nothing. On Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Not too early to start thinking boats. Once the season starts, you want to be ready. So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing? Boat for skiing? A pontoon boat for partying? Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender even before you hit the marina. CCU can set you up with a great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. The season's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water. Check it out and stop in. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
Fox Sports Radio.
No score at Simon Field. We go to the second inning. Medford taking their turn with 5, 6, and 7 in their batting order. Here's John McMurray to face Trevor Samuelson. I have reached for the whiteout on my scorecard as I had Trevor Samuelson's number incorrect. First ball swinging, ground ball to short. Slow roller, so Latanya is going to have to hurry. Throws high, came down on the bag, got him. Couple of things there. The pitcher, Trevor Samuelson, almost snagged that. I think he got his glove on it, which slowed the ball down, which means Latondras had to hustle that ball over to first base. His throw was high, and first baseman Hunter Gibb came down on the bag before John McMurray got there. Infield umpire had that called correctly on a close play at first base. Here's Aiden Gardner, the opposing catcher, to bat with one out and no one on. Just a little down low. One ball, no strike. So Samuelson is close around the strike zone. Yeah, I had incorrectly marked Trevor Samuelson as number 12. Number 17 instead of number 12. So when I saw the 12 out there, I thought the Evergreens had made an early pitching change. No. Second inning of work for Trevor Samuelson, who is inside here. Two balls and no strikes. I mean, if Samuelson pitches today, that means he is probably going to get his next start on Friday against Stevens Point. Which is down low here, three balls and no strikes. Now, one of those games against Spash is being played as a 7 o'clock game at night. Someone who put that schedule together figured, well, it'll be late April, early May, the weather will be nice. We may have some pretty cold night baseball by then. Batter is taking it 3-0, and that's in for a strike, three balls and one strike. I mean, almost all of our baseball games in April start at 4:30. And then back to 5 o'clock in May. This is hit off the plate and foul. So Trevor Samuelson has battled back to a full count against Aiden Gardner. Medford had a man on third back in the first inning. Two outs, couldn't pick him up. It's a walk and a throwing error on pitcher Samuelson. 3-2 pitch is hit to the shortstop. Latondras gets another chance. Strong and accurate throw across the diamond. There's the second out. So Owen Latondras has been busy today. He already has 4 assists.
Left fielder, Zach Payne.
Yeah, how about that? Latondras, and started the turn for the double play. Latondras has figured in all 5 of the outs so far in this game. That's busy at shortstop. Zach Haynes to hit with 2 outs and nobody on, and he takes strike 1. And a lot of times in high school baseball, when both teams throw their best pitcher, obviously low scoring, but these are games that move very quickly. That pitch is at the knees, too. No balls and 2 strikes before Haynes has taken the bat off his shoulder. One of the things that the Evergreens will keep in mind, too, in these low scoring games, the Evergreens' best hitter for average is Cade Sievertson, who they put in the number 9 spot. Rolled up the third baseline, that is foul. No balls, 2 strikes. And in these low scoring, I mean, let's just imagine this game plays at 2-1 or 3-2. Your number 9 hitter may only get 2 at-bats instead of 3. Pitches to the outside corner, ring the bell. Haynes is down on strikes. It's the first strikeout of the afternoon for Trevor Samuelson and a 1-2-3 second inning. No score between D.C. Everest and Medford. Back with the bottom of the second after these messages on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Pride in establishing banking relationships with our customers. People who bank at Intercity enjoy banking with people they know. They appreciate the convenient services we offer, like our free mobile app, and that we're open late Friday nights and Saturdays till noon. Whatever your lifestyle, Intercity is here to serve you. It's all about banking relationships, building community. We finance things you love and need. Cars and boats, campers and motorcycles. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with InterCity's lending experts. Our lending team works with our in-house processing department, which means you have fewer hassles and a smoother road to closing. Whether you're purchasing, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, InterCity is here to help. Financing for cottages, hunting, and recreational property too. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
The bottom of the second is on at Simon Field, and the Evergreens have Ty Treader, their left fielder, to lead off. Treader, Gipp, and Tommy Alston ready to bat. Treader is the first left-handed bat to take a turn against Cade Sievertson. Takes a strike. Beg your pardon. Trevor Samuelson would bat left-handed as well. Treader for the season, you know, he pitched well in Antigo. He was probably the Evergreens' most effective pitcher. Foul back. And when Ty Treader left the game, six runs were on the scoreboard. None of them were earned. He's down on the count here. No balls, two strikes. I mean, the Antigo game played in rotten weather was just an unusual afternoon of baseball. Treader looks to make contact here at 0-2. Off speed is left outside. A ball and two strikes. Both teams committed five errors. So Ty Treader didn't give up a lot of hits, but had some not-so-good defense behind him. Off speed, and Treader reaches out. He's way in front of that, swings and misses. And Ty Treader is the first out here in the second inning. Here comes Hunter Gipp.
Hunter Gipp.
Hunter is probably the biggest, most broad-shouldered kid in the Everest lineup, probably the one who has the biggest intimidation factor for opponents who may not have all that much scouting. Off speed from Cade Alexander, and Gipp's way out in front, swings and misses. For the season, Hunter is 7 of 29, 241. Pitcher's working quickly. That one's fouled off. No balls and two strikes. So Cade Alexander's been pretty efficient. Ahead in the count here, no balls, two strikes. Off speed, fouled off. You know, Hunter can hit for some power, and he's played a pretty good first base for the Evergreens. I mean, his spot in the lineup is secure, but it's a spot like this, when he gets to two strikes, that you'd like to see him be more productive at the plate. So here's an opportunity to get on track. No balls, two strikes. Leg kick. Alexander's coming home. That's off speed and stays up high. One ball and two strikes. Tommy Alston on deck for the Evergreens. Pitcher is ready. Coming home at 1-2. That ball is hit on the ground. Foul up the third baseline. Staying at a ball and two strikes. One of the off-season improvements here in our press box at Simon Field, they put in blinds. And we have a nice facility here. But one of the things that's not good, that we are above the third base dugout, and in the late afternoon we look right into the sun as we try and score and describe this game. Called strike three, Hunter Gipp is the third strikeout of the afternoon for Cade Alexander. Two outs and nobody on. Here's Tommy Alston. It is early in this game, so obviously the storyline of today's baseball game is yet to be written. This has the feeling of a low-scoring game. First pitch to Tommy Alston is up high for a ball. Alston's had limited at-bats this season. He's 0 for 2 at the varsity. Alston has made a couple of pitching appearances he was DH'd for in those. Stays up high, two balls and no strikes. So again, it's a non-conference opponent, so they don't have a lot of scouting on the Evergreens. Cade Alexander probably doesn't want to be behind here to Tommy Alston, and that's down low, three balls and no strikes. I mean, of the people in the Everest batting order, you probably want to challenge Alston, and you're in danger of giving up a free pass. Here comes the 3-0 pitch, taking all the way and taking a strike at 3-1. Brandon Jelic, who has not hit for average, has some power in his bat, and he'll get a chance to hit if the inning continues. This is off the fist. Foul ground. Is there going to be room for a play? Third baseman calling, and it stayed in play. The wind blew it away from him, and he cannot make a play on it. Should have been an out. John McMurray was fighting the wind, kind of overran the ball, and the wind was blowing it further and further away from him. He tried to reach back across his body and couldn't. should have been an inning-ending out in foul ground. Instead, Tommy Alston will see a 3-2 pitch. Here it comes. Checked his swing. He went too far. The inning has come to an end. Cade Alexander strikes out the side. End of two, D.C. Everest nothing and Medford nothing on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Hey, it's Ben Maller. In sports, a trade can make or break your team. A good one can mean a championship, but a bad one can set your franchise back for years. It's no different when it comes to selling or trading in your car. You need to make good choices, and with TrueCar, you've got a star on your roster. Just go to TrueCar, simply enter your license plate number, and watch how your car's details pop up. Then answer a few questions. You got a sports package or a moonroof. Watch as they bump up your car's value in real time. High mileage? You already knew it was going to cost you, but now you know how much it dings your wallet, so you can strategize your next move. Once you've finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent in minutes. Then just bring your car into a local certified dealer, and they'll check your car with you together. After that, you can cash out or trade in for a new ride. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today. True cash offer not available in all areas.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
To the top of the third we go at Simon Field. No score between D.C. Everest and the visiting Medford Red Raiders. We were saying before the game, it's just unusual to see a broadcast game against Medford. A lot of times the Evergreens have scheduled Medford in a couple of different sports. Played them in boys and girls basketball this winter, but in the middle of the season, a lot of times we'll wind up doing an in-conference Wisconsin Valley game instead of an out-of-conference game against Medford. Traveled up there for girls basketball, which was a come-from-behind win for the girls. John Hayner steps in and takes strike one from Trevor Samuelson, the number eight man in the Medford batting order, hitting in this scoreless game. And that's up high, one ball and one strike. And just like Medford probably doesn't know a lot about the Evergreens, it's the other way around, too. They're strike two, one ball and two strikes. So, I mean, you just stick with the conventional thinking that towards the bottom of the batting order, again, 8-9-1 hitting here, you just want to fill up the zone with strikes. Samuelson's ahead, 1-2, leg kick, that hit him. That's the second hit batter, and John Hayner will walk down to first base. And both of the hit batsmen came with the count at two strikes. Joby Miller will bat now. Inside our press box where we get the direct sunlight, feels a little bit like we're in a greenhouse. We don't feel the wind or the cold. Just getting baked in the sun through our windows in front of us. We keep the windows closed on a windy day so our papers aren't blowing around. Looking to bunt the runner over, bunted back and foul. The Evergreens have Jackson Miles at third base charging in. If Jackson picks one cleanly, he's going to second and try and cut down that lead runner. Need an accurate throw if that's the play the Evergreens have in mind. No balls and one strike. So again, that runner at first base is there because he was hit by a pitch. And Medford looks like they're willing to move him into scoring position and let the top of their lineup try and drive him in. 0-1 pitch looks to bunt. That bunt is down. The catcher is going to have to play it. Throws cleanly to first, and that's a successful sacrifice. Joby Miller is the first out, but he moves that hit batter to second base. Medford, first time through the lineup, does not have a hit against Trevor Samuelson. Samuelson's got a strikeout and a walk, and he has hit two batters. Double play sure helped him out, left a runner stranded at third base in the first inning. We're in the top of the third now. Ray Zerngibel was also hit by a pitch first time up. He's first ball swinging. Fly ball, it's behind second base. Wind blown. Shortstop gives way to the center fielder, Cade Sievertson. Sievertson correctly called off the infielder and makes the catch. Sievertson still had to catch it all the way off to his left as the wind was blowing that one around. So there is the second out. Up to Caleb Gurdon now.
Shortstop, Caleb Gurdon.
Hit to the outfield, probably drives that runner in. Gooden bounced into a double play his first time up. Pitch here is a strike. Love to see Trevor Samuelson get into a little bit of a groove here. This outing so far has been far from perfect, but it is better than that rainy, cold weather game that he pitched in Monday. Pitch there is on the outside corner, strike two. Samuelson's best pitching performance, where still he had a little bit of rust and threw 60 pitches over three innings. He came on in relief in the conference game against Wausau East, where the Evergreens would eventually win in 10 innings, 3-2. 0-2 pitch here, swing and fouled back. So Caleb Gooden will see one more pitch at least in this sequence. And Samuelson was sometimes in, sometimes a little bit off the strike zone there in that first appearance against Wausau East, but pitched effectively, did not allow a run in those three innings of work. 0-2 pitch here. Runner takes a big lead at second. Coming home, did he check his swing? That's a call, strike three, and the inning comes to an end. A hit batter moved to second base and moves no further. We'll go to the bottom of the third. No score. D.C. Everest and Medford on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Winter can be brutal on people and the vehicles they drive. Now that we're coming out of hibernation and our cars and trucks stay cleaner longer, we might be noticing some of the dings and dents that can really affect your vehicle's bottom line. So now that Mother Nature's personality is warming up, let's fix what needs fixing and do it where more people trust the professional results than at any other location. Abra Auto Body. Scratches are no matches, dents disappear, and paint restoration is the icing on the cake. America trusts Abra. North Central Wisconsin does too. Abra Auto Body on Wausau's north side.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I won't.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
To the bottom of the third inning, and the Evergreens are ready to take their turn at bat. Brandon Jelic to start us off.
Catcher. Brandon Jelic.
Jelic was pinch hit for as the starting catcher. I beg your pardon, he was DH'd for on last seen. His first ball swinging here bounced up the third baseline and foul. In fact, Jelic has been pinch hit for or DH'd for a couple of times in the season, so that's cut down on his plate appearances. He is 1 for 12. Jelic has been able to work out a couple of walks, so he's been on base a little more than that. A one pitch, side-winding fastball is fouled back. Cade Alexander, the opposing pitcher, changed his release point there. Usually he's throwing about three-quarters from the shoulder. That one was down from near the letters. He's ahead, no balls and two strikes on Jelic. Coming home here, and that misses outside, 1-2. Baseball today is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life, it's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics. 1-2 pitch, called strike three. Brandon Jelic is out. And that's the fifth strikeout for Cade Alexander. So the Evergreens still haven't solved him. And here comes Cade Sievertson. Again, Sievertson is the guy the opponents just don't see coming. He's the number nine hitter. Not a particularly big in stature batter there. Takes a strike at the knees. But Cade Sievertson has been hitting this season. 13 of 23, a .565 batting average. Looking to bunt his way aboard, he offered at that. And then wound up dropping his bat right in front of home plate. Cade Sievertson is down, no balls and two strikes. Tell you this about our opposing pitcher, Cade Alexander. It's Cade to Cade here. Alexander's been around the strike zone completely. That one is swing and a miss, but the catcher cannot handle it. Pitch was down in the dirt, goes all the way to the screen, and Cade Sievertson is going to leg it out to first base. And the Evergreens have a man aboard on what was Alexander's sixth strikeout. To the top of the order we go, Owen Latondras, who started off the game with a single, and neither team has had a hit since then. So one hit from the first batter in the top of the first inning, bottom of the first inning, nothing. Sievertson going here, pitches a strike, throw down to second. That is safe. Wow, the throw was there in time. It pops out of the glove of the second baseman, John Hayner. That was a good throw from catcher Aiden Gardner. Gardner put that right down at the bag, and the second baseman lost that ball as Cade Sievertson, the base runner, was arriving. Man's at second base here, and an 0-1 pitch fouled back to the screen. No balls and two strikes. So with one out, Latondras and Jackson Miles have a chance to drive in that runner from second base. On a hit to the outfield, the Evergreens are going to send him too. 0-2 pitch, wind blowing out to center. Alexander comes home. Ball is hit up the middle. It's a base hit. Evergreens are going to try and score this run around the base. And coming home, the Evergreens get the first run of the afternoon. And the runner that scores was on base on a drop third strike. And Owen Latondras has himself an RBI and is 2-for-2 this afternoon. Sent that one right up the middle. 1-0 Evergreens. For Owen Latondras, his 8th run batting in of the season. Jackson Miles, his first ball swinging, it's a fly ball. Shallow center field. Center fielder's diving. He can't make a play. Evergreens are going to hold that runner at third. They're going to draw the throw, and the Evergreens will put men at first and third. That ball had a lot of hang time. If the center fielder was coming in on a dead run, he would have had a play on that ball. Instead, he kind of froze for a moment, let that drop in. It's going to be scored a hit, although the center fielder didn't see that ball correctly. The Evergreens have broken through here in the bottom of the third. We've got men at first and third and only one out. And there's a throw over to first base. Jackson Miles is back safely. So for Jackson Miles, it's his 8th hit of the season. Evergreens worked the double steal. They had the hit and run on and fouled back by Trevor Samuelson. Trevor Samuelson for the season is 5-of-13. Sometimes he's DH'd for. Slide throw over to first base. Runner is just barely back. One of the things the Evergreens still do too much of. The Evergreens make a lot of outs on the bases. Throw here. Runner's going to try and steal home. Play at the plate. He's dead to rights. Out at home plate. That was a weird play. Poor base running there. Throw over to first base, almost like the runner at third may have thought that that ball got by the first baseman. So a pickoff throw to first, runner from third tries to score and is thrown out. First baseman to catcher, there's two outs with the second out coming at home plate. Although the coaching staff will never tell you, it's always possible that our third base coach, whoever that guy is, may have thought, too, that that ball got by the first baseman. Runners going here, hit and run, popped in foul territory. Down the left field line, is there room for a play? There is not. Up against the chain link fence, so Trevor Samuelson, who's now batting with just a man at first base and two outs. It's a ball and two strikes on Trevor. The Evergreens are using Nolan Hoppe in the cleanup spot. He would get a chance to hit if Trevor can keep the inning going. The Evergreens have a run in. Throw over to first, just back. Still, I mean, allowing just one run in some ways feels like a moral victory for Medford. The Evergreens had men at first and third with one out. They're making out at home. Here's a delayed steal. Throw down to second is up high, and Jackson Miles has gotten himself into scoring position, taking a base with two outs. So now the RBI possibility is back in order for Trevor Samuelson if he can deliver a hit. Pitcher is at the bat with a chance to help himself here, and he's waiting. The count is two balls and two strikes with two outs. Coming home, sidearm pitch is up high, 3-2. Again, Samuelson has been the hottest hitter lately in the Everest batting order over the last two or three games. So you like him in this spot. Can he pick up the runner at second base? 3-2 pitches chopped off the plate, then came up and hit Trevor. He's all right. And we'll do three balls and two strikes again. Jackson Miles has good speed at second base, and with the count full and two outs, he'll get a running head start on this pitch. Cade Alexander. He's got six strikeouts, but now finds himself trailing by a run. Checks that runner at second. Coming home at 3-2, that's inside ball four, and the inning continues. It's the first walk allowed by Cade Alexander. Yeah, I mean, pitchers, just really help themselves if they don't give up the free passes. The Evergreens will opt for a courtesy runner. Keegan Bowman will come out to courtesy run for the Everest pitcher Trevor Samuelson. Keegan's got good speed. Bowman's a sophomore. A lot of underclassmen on this D.C. Everest roster. The team has enough talent to win now, but a lot of the younger pitching, again, the Evergreens are starting a senior today with Trevor Samuelson, but a lot of the other pitchers are underclassmen. So the Evergreens will have good pitching coming back. The team, though, should have more success than they've been having now. First ball swinging Hoppy popped into foul territory. That's going to end the inning. Caught there by Nick Redirath. Hoppy sees just one pitch with two men aboard, and the inning comes to an end. The Evergreens get a run across on a dropped third strike and an RBI single from Owen Latondras. At the end of three, our new score is D.C. Everest 1, Medford nothing on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.